Ladies and gentlemen, you are here with us on the Weird People Show. I'm your ever obedient host, Kit Typo, and I'm here with a dear special friend, relation, collaborator. You can look at it any way you want. But I am going to turn things over now to our very special friend, the Carpenter. And he's going to introduce his friend, the Charpenter. Hey, everybody. It's the Carpenter, and I am with my very special friend, Char, who is going, if you can possibly wrap your mind around this, to give us some dance lessons over the radio. So all you have to do is just close your eyes. Well, don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Yes.
And put yourself, mind, into the dance studio with us, please.
All right, so here's how it's gonna go down. Hi, everybody, first of all. If you are driving, like we said, please keep your feet on the pedals and your hands on the wheel, and just use your brilliant, vibrant imagination to dance with us. If you are not driving, however, we're gonna do some fun stuff. It's gonna be cool. Yeah. What we're gonna do, here's our lesson plan for the day. We are going to start with a couple of warm-ups, three to be specific and particular about it. The first one is a variation of a warm-up that I do with kindergartners and first graders and three-year-olds and four-year-olds and five-year-olds. They dig it. It's super fun. You get to do, well, you move around in different ways. Tiptoe, Gallop, or March, actually, is the name of the song. And then secondly, we are going to do a little bit more of an exercise warm-up, which I still do with younger kids. It's a little bit of a go fast, go slow, do jumpy jacks, stop, freeze, jump kind of thing. You know, get excited about it. Get your heart rate going. And then the third one is a little bit more structured, not very much more, but a little bit more. And that's something I do with high schoolers. We are going to do some walking to get our confidence up. We are going to do some, not some burpees. I'm not feeling the burpees today, so we're going to maybe do some, like, jumping squats or something, because it's been a long day. It's not a burpees kind of day, you guys. And then we might end with a plank still, just to mentally prepare yourself for that. But some little grapevines and some claps. And after that, you're going to learn some combinations via audio only. And it's going to be, I don't know. Excuse me, everyone. It might be a little bit something else.
Might be a little bit dicey. Might be a little bit spicy.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Dicey,
who knows?
Spicy.
But it might be entertaining and it might be fun. We'll do our best over here.
All right. Now, it's Whiskey Joe over here and I'm in the band. So we're going to be taking our cues here from the Charpenter. So
yes.
Charpenter, you just tell us what to do and we're ready for you.
All righty, you guys. So we're going to learn our three sounds first. We have our tiptoe, our gallop, and our march. So when we hear this sound, you're going to tiptoe. Very good. Very lightly on your tiptoes. Or, as we say in ballet, relevé. This is our tiptoe sound. All right. Gorgeous. Next, we are going to hear our gallop sound. You're going to gallop like a horse. Yep. Gorgeous. In dance terms, you can also call that a sashay, but, like, we're at a radio here, so we're galloping. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, it's our march. Perfect. So if you have a little bit of room, I myself have about a 3x3 cube of space that I will be doing this in. If you have a car, feel free to imagine yourself. You know, be safe, basically, bottom line. If you have a little bit of space, you get to do this around the room. This is meant to be a moving. This is meant to get you excited. Here we go. We are gonna.
Also, if you're in the car, you can do some like Kegels, or you can just like tense your biceps, or whatever you kind of able to do safely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't want to cause any dangerous situations.
Exactly. Here.
Because here at WUNH Durham, we are safety first organization.
We are. It's exactly right. All right, here we go. What's coming next? Everybody, lightly on your tiptoes. Tiptoe all the way around the room. Super tall. Go, 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 go. We're tiptoeing. Go a little faster. And stop. What's coming next? Gallop like a horse. All around. I personally don't have the space to gallop, but we're making do. One gallop at a time, everybody. Good job. You're looking well. Keep going. 3, 2, 1. Good job. Next. March. Good job. Big steps, high knees. Get your feet up off the ground. We're marching. Keep going. You're looking good. And done. Gorgeous. What's coming next? Go. Tiptoe as high as you can. Flap if you like. If this sounds like a fairy sound to you, you can use your arms and make some fairy wings. Do some turns. Can you do your tiptoes backwards? Don't reverse your car. Do your tiptoes backwards. Fly, fly. Don't twirl yourself up in the headphone cord either. Nicely done, everybody. What's coming next? It's our gallop. We're galloping like a horse. Keep going. Hands on your hips if you can manage it. Nicely done. And our final sound. Here it is. We're marching. Get your arms going. Knees high. You can stomp. This is a good time to make noise if you like making noise. Good job, everybody. Keep going. We're almost done. Lovely marches. I can see you all. Nice job with your warm-up, everybody. Clap for yourselves. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Give yourselves a pat on your other back. Good job. All right, we are going to move on to the next the next warm-up song. It gets a little bit crazier. Again, make sure you have a little bit of room. I might be doing this all standing, but we're going to see. About like 1.5 minutes of music would be perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of your choice. Music. With a little bit of a driving tempo, if you would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about this?
I'm ready.
How about this?
Here we go, everybody.
How about...
Oh. Hang on to your seats. Frozen like a popsicle, if you want to feel like a K-first creative movement dancer. All right, we're going to start with a small jaunt about the room. So do a little circle. My circle is about a foot length. Woo! We're skipping and jumping jacks on the beat. Ready? Clap at the top. Go. We're clapping. Go. If you're in your car and you clap safely, maybe with one hand.
Okay.
Yep. I'm a little bit cheap, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm slapping my knee, I'm bringing my knee up to my hand.
You can do them at a walking speed. I said as fast as you can, and now I'm gonna say the opposite. You can go as slow as you wanna go.
I'm going fast now.
Oh my goodness, good job, everybody. Take a breath in. You're gonna put your arms all the way up. Breathe. And breathe out and bring your arms down. Ooh. Good job. We have one more warm-up song. It kind of gets a little bit more intense, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, that's the fun of it. And modify it to your space. Be safe. This can be a musician's choice here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on now. Let me get out old...
The nifty instruments are...
Old Persephone here. Let me get out young Bessie.
Woo, how's everybody feeling? We're all breathing. Woo! We got it. If you're in the car, I hope you're doing so good out there, traversing through the world. This one's got to be, let's see, the musical qualifications are a little bit slower, like this, 5, 6, but with a good bass line, as you can. Yeah. Yeah, all right, you guys, we're going to start with a walk forward and a walk back. 4 steps forward, 4 steps back. Everybody get ready. Here we go. 5, 6.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let's do a drum beat too, right?
Oh my goodness.
Hold on.
We're getting fancy. Nobody here. Move.
Nobody move. Everybody
Nobody
freeze.
Move.
Except if you're driving. Keep driving, okay? Keep
Use up. The pedals.
Keep driving. Hold on. Let's figure something out
As
here.
As Harry Styles said.
Let's
just
figure
keep
something
driving.
Out here. 07. It says dance.
Oh, all right. We can go that fast. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Very nice. All right, you guys. Here we go. Eyes up. Don't look at the floor when you walk. Take confident steps. 4 steps forward, 4 steps back. 5, 6, 7. Go. Walk. 1, 2, 3, 4. Walk back. Here. Again. Walk. 1, 2, 3, 4. Walk back. Now you're going to walk kind of to the corner. Go. Walk. Okay, I believe in all of you. 20-second play, down on the ground.
get on the floor in your plank.
20 seconds.
And then you reach one hand. You get on your floor in the plank now.
Here we go. Ready?
You reach one hand way up in the air.
And then you put it back down.
And then put it back down.
And you're
going
to hold it for 20 seconds starting now. Go.
Plank. One. Two.
That's horrifying.
Three. Four.
Keep going.
Five.
There we go.
Six. Seven.
Keep
eight, nine, 10, 11.
Oh.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 19 and a half, 19 and three quarters, 19 and seven eighths, and 20.
Yay! Everybody get to your feet. Whoa, I'm stepping on the court again, guys. It's a hazard. Clap for yourselves.
Yay.
Good job, everybody. We have officially warmed up.
Ooh, I'm more than warm.
I am warm.
Now,
I am sweaty.
You. Who knows?
All right, hopefully your bodies and your hearts and your minds are a little bit warmer now.
Wow, that was really
something. Building.
I'm adding you back into my will for that.
My playlist.
I'm making you into the cellar.
I don't use CDs anymore.
And you're listening to the Weird People Show here on 91.3 FM WUNH Durham. We're the Weird People, guys! I'm telling you. We are brought to you by Chip Sausages. Sausages so creamy you'll think they're milk. Chip sausages made with our patented wood chipper technology to give you the finest sausage consistency. You'll swear it's bologna. Chip sausages. If it's not sausage, well, there you go.
Portions of the Weird People Show brought to you by throwing acid on your face. Are you dissatisfied with your appearance? Of course you are. Throw acid in your face. Acne, warts, eczema, facial normalcy. Throw acid in your face. The searing pain is how you know you're getting more beautiful. Throw acid in your face today. Another solution to problems caused by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
I think it's time for a visitor. Mm-hmm. I think he might be from... I'm not sure where he's from, but I feel he's coming right now. It's the Black Toll. Black Toll, where you from? Black Toll. We all believe in you. Woo! You know what I did tonight? I brought some special illustrations that we can all look at together. As I tell the story, the legend, Black Toad. Story. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. It's Black Toad Saves the House Cats. You know he did, because you know, when you go home tonight, driving your car, the cat's gonna be there. Black Toad saved him.
Thank you, Black Toad.
You ever just go down the street one day, you see one of those lost cat signs? What if you went down the day after and saw 25 lost cat signs? Something would be wrong. I think people would start talking. Say, where are the kitties? Maybe they would get together, try to decide what to do, get the cats back. One of them might speak up and say, hey, why don't we call the Black Toad? He's the protector of nature, the defender of all things. And the Black Toad heard them, and you heard the theme music go. Black Toad started coming. He thought, you want me to save the house cats? I'll have to find the house cats. I thought, okay, first thing I'll do is go to that rascally Green Squirrel's tree and ask him if he knows where the house cats are.
Oh, Green Squirrel!
Well, there was the Green Squirrel up on the branch way high in the tree. I think it was a silver maple. Black Toad kind of had to shout out for the Green Squirrel to hear him. Green Squirrel, do you know where the house cats are? Green Squirrel acted like he didn't hear him. We had to shout it louder.
Green Squirrel! Do you know where the house cats are?
Green Squirrel answered, no. Why don't you leave me alone, Black Toad?
Green, you're always bugging me, Black Toad. You come over here and you accuse me of anything that is wrong anywhere. I'm really tired of it, Black Toad. I've changed, Black Toad. You're wrong this time. I don't bother anybody anymore. You insult me, Black Toad. You really make me sick to my stomach. You give me nightmares, Black Toad. Black Toad, just leave. Go, Black Toad, go.
Black Toad. Maybe Green Squirrel did change. Things do change, don't they? So Black Toad looked for the cats somewhere else. You can see here in this illustration. Went up to the top of Mount Washington looking for the cats. I know my cat would love to go to Mount Top. There were no kitties there. Banks of Sebago Lake, saw no kitties. Then it went to the sewers. Then it went to this cave on the outside of town, thinking maybe that's where the kitties are gonna go. They weren't there. Then it went and looked on a few sofa beds, you know, the nice ones where you expect to find house cats. There were no house kitties there. So Black Toad had to think what to do next. He decided what to do. Put on his best disguise. Find those house cats. Look at the illustration here. He's dressed as a house cat. And he goes to Green Squirrel's tree. And he says, Green Squirrel? No, he didn't say anything this time, he thinks. I'll act like a kitty this time. I'm not going to talk to the Green Squirrel. I'm just going to go meow. So he went meow. And right like that. There was this mouse-looking brother thing on a string sitting right in front of his nose, hanging from the tree. He thought, okay, what would a cat do? What would a cat do? Okay, he reached out and touched it. Like that, he was trapped. He was trapped. It was all tied up with rubber bands. You know the kind of rubber bands that wrap up sandwiches and people walk around? That's what he was tied up with. And he tied up with a string, too. So he got pulled up in the tree. Higher and higher he went. Stay calm, Black Toad. You can do this.
Stay calm, Black Toad.
Sure enough, when he got to that branch, the green squirrel, proceeded to push him right into the hole of the tree. And Black Toad could fight it and stop everything right there and then. But he hadn't found those house cats yet, so he had to find those house cats alive. Black Toad found himself inside of that tree. The door locked. And he was on top of about 30 or 40 house cats. Yeah. They were all in there meowing and crying like house cats would do when they're trapped in the tree. Black Toad thought, oh, I gotta think quickly to save these house cats. What am I gonna do? You do house cats only listen to things. They listen to their mama. And they listen to the Black Toad. Black Toad said, quiet. And he knew this would save them, because as soon as house cats got quiet, meow, Green Squirrel thought there was something wrong. The Green Squirrel opened up that door, and bang! Black Toad grabbed him, tied him up with his own rubber bands. And the Green Squirrel, I know what to do with you now. I know what you do with this tree. The tree's a rocket to the moon, and you're gonna send all the house cats up to the moon, and then they're gonna come back. So I'm gonna do that to you this time, Green Squirrel. World, went up to the moon on his own rocket ship. The Black Toad let all the house cats go. Those house cats went back to their home where they are tonight, resting as they should. The Black Toad went off to wherever he goes for another adventure. Thank you, Black Toad.
Thank you, Black Toad!
Rocket Code!
Rocket Code!
Do you need money? Try a Rocket Co. predatory loan and get the security you need today in exchange for a happy tomorrow. Yes, visit the Rocket Co. predatory loan division website today and trade your financial future for our own. Rocket Co. Taking it coming and going since before you can remember.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Well, Joe now. I hear you've got another one for
I got
us.
One more song for y'all. Because, you know, it's only 8:46.
It really is. We've had so much time with y'all, and we are so happy to be here on 91.3 FM, WUNH, Durham.
I heard tell that humpback whales are swimming in the wrong direction these days. When I find myself on the couch, I start feeling the same. Like I'm swimming to Sacramento. Where I'm supposed to be, I don't know. Somebody get me out of this maze. I'm just a humpback whale, swimming nowhere specific. Will you be my biologist and lure me back to the Pacific? Stack trail stretching off into the distance, north or west or east or south, I can't tell the difference. I heard tell that when you're a man, you're supposed to help out your fellow man. Salmon jumping waterfalls, but then when nature teacher finally called. She left me a garbled message I don't understand. I'm just a humpback whale, swimming nowhere specific. Will you be my biologist and lure me back to the Pacific? I've got a smokestack trail stretching off into the distance, north to west or east to south.
It's a filthy story, a revolting story, but at least it's short. This story is about the New York City subway. That vast convolution of tunnels is by nature a mess. I am one guy in a thousand trying to keep the place together. This particular mess got started, like so many others, with a radical advance in practical science.
Is it always down here?
You get used to it.
Cold too.
Spring's around the corner. Also, shut up.
How much farther for the next trap?
Almost there. Give me that flashlight. There it is, down there. Give me a fresh cartridge. Well, get on with it.
Why do they make these bags so hard to open?
So it don't get on the sandwiches. Give me that. Hold the light. There, you see? Like that. Now, you take the empty... Yes, right there, out of the trap. Crash it. Then the new one goes in like so. Got it? On to the next one.
This new stuff really works great, huh?
Damn right. Haven't seen a rat in weeks.
Yeah, me neither.
Roof! Shut up, Roof. Peaches. Roof. You're fixing to get us busted.
Shut up, man. You don't be telling Peaches to shut up. She's on rat duty.
Oh, man, ain't no rats.
So she's doing all right. Give me that yellow.
Man, I can't tell one from the other. So damn dark down here.
Oh, psh. Let me get out my phone. Here.
That's what I'm talking about. There it go.
All right, now hold the light. Yeah. All right, now give me the blue.
Who even gonna see this, man? So damn dark down here.
You can see it from the light from the window when the train goes by. I've seen a bunch of these.
Yo, man. I think she hear a train coming.
I'm almost done.
Come on, man. You wanna get run over or busted, it'd be worse.
All right, let's pack it and jet.
About time, man.
Hurry up and get off the tracks, man.
That's what I'm saying. That was close, man.
Where's Peaches? Peaches?
Peaches, where you at? Peaches.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, she get run over.
Oh, shut up, man. Don't you say that.
I guess if she did, she'd be splattered all over the place.
Man, shut up. Peaches.
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 The next downtown bound 6 train will depart in approximately 1 minute. The following downtown bound 6 train will depart in approximately 4 minutes.
Daddy, can I have my fruit snack now?
Sure, honey. Just take it out of my pocket.
What game are you playing, Daddy?
Candy Crush.
You always do. Daddy, why do people draw on the walls?
I don't know, honey.
Who's Peaches?
I don't know, honey.
Looks like she looks like a chihuahua with peepees for feet.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, why have there been no rats on the subway tracks lately? I never see them anymore. They're cute. I'm gonna find out what happened to them, okay?
Sure, honey. Maybe later.
I don't see them anywhere, Daddy.
What are you doing on the tracks, Susie?
I told you, looking for rats. Susie, get up here now. It's too high up. I'm stuck. Susie, get up here right now. There's a train coming. Help! Somebody help! It's okay, Daddy. I'll hide. Susie!
Ah! Okay, Max. Sausage, egg, and cheese and regular coffee. That's $500.
Never gets old, Poppy. Have a good one.
Hey, Mac, when are you going to catch that Mushaka keeps painting on my cart?
Not my department. When they tag up a subway station, I'm on it.
Maybe they have already. You can't miss it. A chihuahua named Peaches with chodibs for feet.
I'll keep an eye out. See ya, Poppy. Stay warm. Spring's almost here.
I believe that when I start smelling sewage again.
Right. See ya.
Say no to hate. Say yes to love. I love you. 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 Do you love me?
Get a job, kid. You can't be as dumb as you look. And I know you must own pants. Union Square. Once it was a laboratory for American freedom. Now it's a puddle of misguided neo-hippies mingling with rich girls in suits. Like a jumbo pop melting on the street in an old Chinese takeout container. Don't think I could stand to work there. Hell, I could barely stand working underneath there at the NYPD Transit Bureau District 4. Back then, I was known as Detective Mac Harris, subway cop.
Good morning, Detective. Late as usual, I see.
I consider myself clocked in when I order breakfast. What's shaking?
Is that Harris?
Captain wants to see you.
So I gather. What's up, Cap?
Stow the familiarity, Harris. And don't think I haven't noticed your chronic lateness.
Is that what you wanted to see me about, Cap?
Of course not. Sit down and close the door.
Yes, sir.
Ka-chunk.
Want half of my sausage sandwich? Is that it?
We got a missing person case. A minor. 6-year-old girl.
Immediately, I lost my appetite. Last case of a missing kid, we had ended up with nothing but a black eye in the press and some rolling heads. One of them belonged to an old drinking buddy. What happened?
Kid crawled down on the tracks right in front of the father.
Phone?
Candy Crush. He said the kid was looking for rats.
Wouldn't have much luck. Haven't seen a rat in weeks.
The train came and went. No kid, no body, no nothing.
When?
7 last night. I've had the uptown track on Canal Street closed since then for investigation. So get your butt down there and investigate before Pendergrass tears my head off and shoves that sausage sandwich down my neck.
When I got down there, there wasn't much to see.
Not much to see down there, is there?
Nope.
So can we start service again?
Just a couple more minutes, Marty. I walked a few dozen paces into the dark to have a look around. I swung my flashlight over to the wall, and there it was. Peaches. A yellow and blue chihuahua with man parts for feet. Guess I owed Poppy one. I turned my light down to the third rail and saw a little something. Like a scrap of old paper. Or was it skin?
You find anything down there, Mac?
Not much. You can start the train again, Marty.
Finally.
Ding. My next step was to interview the father. I caught up with him at his place of business, some firm where they move play money around to make more play money, and all of a sudden, everybody's rich. When I walked into his office, he was still a wreck.
I know. I'm sorry. They're doing everything they can.
Dick Richards?
Yes. Come in, have a seat. I have to go. I think it's another detective. I know. I love you. Are you with the police?
That's right. Detective Mac Harris. I showed him my badge and he made a face. One I was used to by now.
You're a subway cop?
That's right. I'm a Transit Bureau detective. Believe me, I'm just as good as the real thing. I understand your daughter went missing from the Canal Street stop last night.
Yes, we were on our way back from karate practice, and I was doing some transactions on my phone. And the next thing I knew, she was down on the tracks. I called out for help, tried to pull her up, but it was too late. And the train came, and that's the last I saw of her.
You recognize this, Mr. Richards? He held a little scrap for a moment with a blank look on his face.
No. But that smell.
Smell?
Yeah, like a barbecue.
You're obviously upset, Mr. Richards. I won't bother you any further. If you think of anything, here's my card.
I've been calling her.
What?
Her cell phone. I've been calling it every hour just in case.
Her cell phone? She is 6 years old, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yes. Almost 78 months now.
Right. Well, keep trying. Let me know if anyone picks up.
Yeah, I will.
I went down to the Department of Sanitation to see that old drinking buddy I mentioned. Across the Hudson, I could see the New Jersey staring back at me like a passed-over middle sibling, the one who was always introduced last, if at all. The smell from the garbage trucks waiting in line at the depot washed over me like Coney Island backwater in July. It's a smell you never think you'll get used to, but after a couple minutes, you do.
Mac Harris, is that you? Who let you out of District 4? Shouldn't you be out chasing some graffiti artists or ladies selling churros or something?
Al, it's been too long.
Last time I saw you, we were doing shots and smacking each other in the butt with a 1x6.
Ah, the memories.
Man, seeing you makes me want to have a beer on the train home tonight.
Long as you keep it in a bag.
Yeah. So what's forced you all the way down to the Hudson to associate with New York's strongest smelling?
This.
The hell is this? A scrap of fabric?
Or something. Found it at a scene.
A scene of what?
Missing person. A 6-year-old girl.
Oh, boy.
He turned the sooty scrap over in his hands a few times and adjusted his glasses, like an old lady who can't figure out her crossword puzzle. After a few moments of agony, he gave up.
I can't make heads or tails of it. I've seen a lot of garbage in my time, as we both know. It could be, you know, a piece of a bag or a shoe. Christ, it could be a gosh dang candy wrapper. One of them fancy candies they got now, you know? You know what you ought to do? You should go see my niece.
Your niece?
Yeah. She's a lab tech up at Columbia, in the biology department. Smart kid, despite the fact they tried to kick her out 3 times now.
Yeah? For what?
She's like you. Don't know how to keep her mouth shut.
Rocket Coal.
Rocket Coal.
Rocket Coal. Make better even more good. Turn success into even more success. Let your failure inspire you to work harder. Turn into apathy and obsession. Strive for more, even if it kills you. Make sacrifice your first priority. Work yourself to death. Rocket Co. Aggressive solutions for what the world needs.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
It's a bottomless pit in a spiral it turns. All things discarded will go there to burn. It's a past room with garbage and the stenches of old. And the procession of all condemned and damnable souls. The woman who keeps it, Aunt Hilda's her name. Her right eye is missing and her left leg is lame. She keeps a fat ledger with souls to descend. And if you listen, you'll hear them weeping as she scratches her pen. Here comes a man fragrant, well-dressed and well-born. He covers Aunt Hilda with harsh words of scorn. She doesn't mind him, she's heard it before. When the time comes, there ain't nothing to say anymore. Here comes a rapist, a murderous thief. He offers no remorseful apology. And Hilda regards him with a satisfied smile, 'cause she knows they'll meet again after a while. Here comes a woman whose death came too soon. Damnation found her near the watery moon, in the arms of a lover who'd taken his vow to a woman who was weeping for him across town. Here come some people just like you and me, no sins to speak of, at least none to see. And Hilda, she sends them on down with the rest, 'cause no matter what you do, you'll end up on her list.
Crow.
Oh, well, all right.
Let's get into it.
So, this is like, I didn't know this until recently, and so unfortunately we've missed it by a day, but November was Native American Appreciation Month, and in honor of that, I would like to tell a story that I personally love. It's from the Lenape people called the Rainbow Crow. I apologize in advance if I get the names wrong. I'm so bad at names. all right, let's get into it. So the story goes that when Earth was first being created, the creator god Kijiyama Kaiong was, you know, making everything. And first he made, you know, the earth and the animals, and it was, I think it was spring, kind of just perpetually. And that was really fun for the animals. And then he made winter and snow. And at first the animals loved it because everyone loved stomping through the snow, playing games and stuff. But then the snow just kept piling and piling, and the animals couldn't deal with it. It was too cold. So they all had a meeting, and they all decided, what are we going to do? And eventually they decided that one of the animals needed to go talk to the creator god and get him to uninvent snow. The Rainbow Crow, who was a crow, but he was rainbow at the time and had a beautiful singing voice, he decided that he was going to go do it because no one else really had the ability to go fly up and meet the creator god. So he flew, the Rainbow Crow, to the heavens, and it took him 3 days just to get there. He tried to get the creator god's attention, but he, you know, he's a very busy god. And so the Rainbow Crow sang a beautiful song that got everyone's attention, including the creator god. And he told him, hey, like, we appreciate everything you do, but the snow is hurting us, so can you please uninvent winter? The god said, I'm sorry, but I can't uninvent things. You know, once it's invented, it's out there forever. But he, for a solution, he took a stick and he stuck it into the sun, and the stick caught on fire. He gave it back to the Rainbow Crow and said, bring this back to Earth and it will help you deal with the snow. The Rainbow Crow took the stick, the fiery stick in his beak, and flew all the way back to Earth. Like I said, it was a 3-day journey. Unfortunately, during the journey, the Rainbow Crow was covered in ash. It seeped through his feathers into his bones, and that is why crows are black instead of rainbow. Oh. And the ash got into his throat. He no longer could have the beautiful singing voice that he did, but he did it because he loved Earth and the animals. He brought the fire back, and all of the animals were so happy because they could be warm again. And the spirit that embodies winter decided, you know what? I'm gonna help you guys out. I'm gonna go live in the mountains for half of the year and only come back to do winter for the other half. The animals were super happy. All the other animals were celebrating. The Rainbow Crow was sad, though, because he didn't have his beautiful feathers or voice anymore. The creator God spoke to him, and he said, "You know what, Rainbow Crow? You made a wonderful sacrifice for the earth. And if you look very closely, you can still see the rainbow sheen underneath the crow's black feathers." And that is the story of the Rainbow Crow.
Are you boys away? Are you boys away? Are you boys away? Come to my apartment. I got drinks and drugs. I got drinks and drugs. I got drinks and drugs. Come to my apartment. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Come to my apartment. Come to my apartment. Don't shy. I'll be gentle. It won't take too long. Come to my apartment. Just to pick up the spiral. Come to my apartment. Let's explore each other. Come to my apartment. In the morning, we'll be brothers and sisters. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
There once was a man who lived in a tree, because he wouldn't use pronouns besides he and she. At first he got by the skin of his teeth, saying words like
"your friend"
or
"my boss"
or
"that priest."
He played for a while at one little game, called referring to people by only first name.
"I'll be boiled in oil,"
we once heard him say,
"before using singular, them there or they. Why, I'd rather be stung by a virulent bee than call anyone anything but he or she."
Even speaking of groups, the man wasn't deterred. He'd say,
"he's and she's..."
Or perhaps...
"Hims or hers."
But as time ticked on by, with its incessant surety, it became harder and harder to remain verbal purity. No longer was this about strangers beneath him. Now they were nieces and nephews. Or were they nephews and nieces? To stay true to his credo, if only he/she, he was finally forced to climb up a tree. In his lofty self-exile from friends and community, he expressed not a whisper of gender fluidity. Up in the branches, up a trunk, he survived on squirrels and the occasional skunk. He lived like this for years upon years. The tree's branches grew longer, and so did his beard. Until one autumn morning, his branch-cleaning chores were interrupted by a distant hum, which rapidly became an adjacent roar. A great machine of some kind, making coughs and then sputters, and that's when he saw it, a diesel tree cutter. The cracks and the thwacks got nearer and nearer. His concern turned to fear, and his fear turned to fearer. Then the coughing smoke cutter was neigh at his roots. Butterflies in his stomach were shaking his boots.
Just then, a voice boomed from a great megaphone.
Hey you, Cutter! You leave that man's tree home alone. This megaphone here is to make sure you listen, and to make sure you skedaddle. I have this petition. In short, sir, these woods are protected by me, so I'll ask you once freely to make like a tree.
The Cutterman shrugged as he chewed his cigar. He reversed and drove home in his tree-cutting car.
Beep.
How can I thank you?
The man's managed through sobs.
No need to thank me. Just doing my job.
At least tell me your name.
His tears couldn't be stemmed.
The name's Joe.
Replied Joe.
And I go by they, them.
But why, my name's Joe, too, but I go by him, he.
Then Joe smiled, and Joe wept and came down from his tree. These days, old Joe lives with us on the ground. He has no need for further masks. Now, when he's unsure of someone's pronouns, he plucks up the courage and asks.
Why are farts funny? I don't know, they just are. Each one elicits a hearty ha-ha. It's an enigma as old as the stars. Why are farts funny? I don't know, they just are. Ha 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 ha. Why are farts funny? What causes their mirth? Everything farts that lives on planet Earth. They're probably farting on Saturn and Mars. Why are farts funny? I don't know, they just are. Ha, 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 ha. Is it because of the sound that they make? Sort of like a sousaphone that's stuffed up with cake. Or a song of a swan being squished by a car. Why are farts funny? I don't know, they just are. Ha, ha, ha. Is it because they're so putrid and foul, like an expired egg salad wrapped in wet towel? But lots of things stink and they don't cause such glee. So why are farts funny? It's a mystery to me! Is it because they come out of your butt? Something about that is funny, but what? But other things down there are funny as well. So why are farts funny? I'll never tell. Why are farts funny? I don't know, they're just all. Each one elicits a hearty ha-ha. It's an enigma as old as the stars. Why are farts funny? No! Why are farts funny? Why are farts funny? I don't know, they just are.
Fish swim in ponds. Big fish and little ones. Small fish and big ones. Big fish and big ponds. Little fish and little ponds. Everybody swimming around together. The big fish are important. They eat the less important little fish. If nobody ate the little fish, there would be too many little fish. If there were too many little fish, they would eat up all the essential plants. If they ate all the plants, every fish in the pond would suffocate and die. The pond would end up a smelly mud hole, with no life but swarming mosquitoes and copious deadly bacteria. Rocket Co. Predatory because we care.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Point is, this fellow lives in New York City and is a cop for the subway system, and a little girl has gone missing. Yes. And she snuck down onto the tracks while her father was playing Candy Crush on his phone and was taken away somehow, leaving nothing but a scrap of odd paperish substance.
Barbecue.
Oh, that is, yeah. It's barbecue-scented paper substance.
It sort of sounds like this. Now, he has enlisted the help of his friend who works for the sanitation department, and who in turn referred him to his niece,
who is a TA or something in Columbia University in this lab of science, a science lab of science.
Yes.
Science. Now over there,
we are all scientists. We know exactly
section,
what they
you've
do.
Got the you got your typewriter and you've got your.
That's it.
Now, yes, there's some footsteps there. Oh, and you know what? I have a gravel bag. Oh, you guys, you have to use the gravel bag.
Gravel bag. I made bag of rocks.
Look at this.
Oh, that's beautiful. We don't have to use the bag of leaves anymore.
Well, it's only when we're walking through the woods.
Frankie, that reminds me of the butter sock from iCarly.
We also have the bag of rocks to put those down.
Yeah.
And then we've got the gun there.
Oh, my God.
For the microscope. And that's for any other thing, including
yeah, that's what a microphone sounds like.
We're flying by the microscope. Seat of our pants here. That's okay.
This is a homemade.
Shall we enter the world?
I think we shall.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We shall. Mm-hmm. And with no further ado.
I took the A train up to 181st Street and waded through the bog of junkies and undergrads until I found the biology department of Columbia University. When I got there, I managed to get the attention of a gal in a lab coat whose long black hair and legs had my wolf howling. She looked at me with a contempt that made my spine tingle. "Excuse me, miss, I'm looking for a gal by the name of Angela Bankowski. You perchance know her?"
"You're looking at her. Or should I say, leering?"
Oh, I.
What do you want?
"Well, my name is Detective Macklemore Harris. I'm a friend of your Uncle Al, and I have this piece of stuff. Something that was found at a crime scene, and I was wondering if you could help me identify it."
"My Uncle Al sent you? Figures."
"Yeah, we were good buddies before,
Before we got kicked out of the Transit Bureau?"
"Well, yeah, so can you help me or what?"
"You NYPD?"
"Yep. Here's my badge, if you're interested."
"I'm not. Why are you bringing this to me? Don't you have some kind of crime lab to do this sort of thing for you?"
"Yeah, but there's a long wait. Plus, I really don't feel like doing all that paperwork."
"That's it, huh? Let me see it. Looks like snake skin. Can I get a little piece?"
"Sure." She put a little piece of it into what I assumed was some kind of microscope, but it looked like some kind of fake death ray machine from the 50s.
"Where'd you say you get this again?"
"On the subway tracks."
"Near the third rail?"
"How'd you guess?"
"Looks like it's been cooked a little. It's snakeskin, all right. Some kind of python. A big one."
"What the hell is a snake doing on the IRT?"
"How the hell should I know? It's a microscope, not a damn magic robot."
"Angela, what do you say we go on a little snake hunt?"
"I'll admit, sounds interesting, but..."
For a moment, I wasn't sure if she would kick me out or what.
"I'll go get my stuff. Meet me downstairs."
The next thing I knew, I was walking with Al's niece down the 465 tunnel from Canal Street headed downtown, hauling a backpack full of gear I couldn't describe if I wanted to. It's dark down there when it's just you and a flashlight. The kind of dark that you can reach out and touch. The kind of dark that swallows you like your grandmother's shawl you don't really want to be wearing. You don't get used to that kind of dark, no matter how tough you talk about it. I imagine it's the same way with the guys in the high steel. They talk like walking around up there is just another day at work. But anyone who don't admit to being just a little terrified of stuff like that is lying. Dark down here, but you get used to it.
Doesn't bother me. Here, stop.
Find something?
Tracks. Here, see?
I had no idea what she was talking about. Yeah, I see it. You think that's our snake friend?
Could be. Here, turn around. I want to save this.
I turned around, and she started digging in my overloaded backpack. Hey, which pocket you keep the booze in?
Oh, sweet. You're an alcoholic, too?
Train's coming. Here's a nook. Get in. Barely fit in here with all this crap.
What's this?
What's what?
A half-eaten fruit roll-up. Been here for over 12 hours by the looks of it. Why wouldn't it have been picked up by the rats now?
They got a great new rat poison they've been using now for a couple months. Nobody's seen a rat in weeks.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Mac, have you ever read anything about the delicate balance of ecosystems?
I read in a in the Post that it's all made up by solar panel manufacturers, but not much other than that.
We can talk about that later when I have a bottle handy to break over your head. But for now, let's just imagine for a second that there have been giant snakes living in the subway tunnels for a few generations now.
And nobody's seen them for 100 years?
Is it so hard to believe? One, it's dark as hell down here. Two, snakes love to burrow and hide. Three, who wants to go down in the dark looking for giant subway-eating rats? Subway snakes eating giant subway rats.
Not me.
Okay, let's say you take away their main food source.
The rats.
The rats. They're gonna have to find food somewhere. They're forced closer and closer to the surface to eat now.
How close to the surface do you think they'd be forced? That answers my question, I guess. Let's get out of here, Angela.
Wait, nobody's seen one of these things, maybe, ever. Turn around, I want to get my camera. On second thought, let's go.
Back at my office, we managed to calm down after a few belts from my not-so-secret desk stash. See? It pays to hide some booze around in case of unforeseen circumstances.
I keep mine in the third outside pocket of my bag, for future reference.
Okay. So, the subway tunnels are infested with giant hungry snakes. Now what?
The way I see it, there's two options.
Do tell.
Well, number one...
Hey, get off me, ma'am! This is entrapment!
Save it for the judge, kid. If I'm lucky, he'll hold you in contempt.
Who cares about some stupid tags, man? Y'all should be out looking for peaches.
Excuse me a sec. Is that who I think it is?
Sure is. Mr. Peaches himself, and his little helper, too.
The chihuahua with...
Wieners for feet? Yeah. Caught him yellow and blue-handed.
Hmm. I saw some of your handiwork recently.
Man, I am not saying a single thing until I talk to my lawyer.
It was at the Canal Street stop. Few dozen paces down into the dark. Did I hear you say your muse is missing? The chihuahua? That was the spot, wasn't it? Listen, let me make it clear. I don't care how many peepheads you put up around the subway. I'm looking for a missing girl. You understand? A 6-year-old went missing from the same spot as your dog. Now please, tell me what happened.
Well, I don't know, man. One minute she's there on rat duty like always, and then a train passed, and she was just gone. Not, she wasn't run over or nothing. She was just gone.
Hmm. Anything else you can remember?
I don't know. There was this smell, man.
Hmm. Like barbecue?
How'd you know that?
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Hey, what about peaches, man?
I wouldn't hold out too much hope. I think I got a theory. What if...
There's a new species of snake down there that has some kind of mutated bioelectric organ that allows it to electrify its prey using the third rail as the energy source.
I hadn't gotten that far, but yeah, something like that.
It's possible. Those types of organs have been known to co-evolve across species. I think we need to go back down there tonight.
So, not sleep on it?
No. And I think we needed to look this time. I know where.
What's the rush?
Spring's around the corner.
So?
Snakes hibernate, usually in big groups. Some have already started to wake up and can't find food.
So we go down to the giant viper nest and present ourselves as breakfast?
There's a stash of experimental reptile repellent back at my lab.
You mean Columbia's lab?
Semantics.
Here's the semantics. There are a number of abandoned stations along the New York City subway system. Perhaps the most picturesque of these, and apparently the coziest for a reptilian slumber party convention, is the Old City Hall stop. It's a sight to see if you know the right people. An underground dome, spiked with angular arches. It's a regular subterranean cathedral. How'd you know about this place, anyway?
My uncle was in the Transit Bureau, remember? He took me down here once when I was little.
I'd rather go fishing. You sure this stuff is gonna work?
The repellent? Well, it's still in beta.
Beta? What's beta?
I mean it's still in testing.
Wait a minute. We don't... Stop, wait a minute. We don't know if this stuff even works.
We should be fine. In theory.
In theory? What do you mean in theory?
It's never actually been tested in the field.
Oh, okay. I just realized I have a pressing appointment. I completely forgot about it. It's super urgent. So, I mean, I really must excuse myself. So, excuse
me. Quiet! You never know if we might wake one up.
This thing was huge. 12 yards, if it was a foot, with the girth of an 8-inch drain pipe. It was pitch black, but not shiny. You could barely even distinguish it from the black dust of the tunnels. It had its head reared up right in front of us. Its open pink mouth was as big as an outfielder's mitt, with the fangs the size of a piano keys that glinted in our flashlights. It would have been almost pretty if I wasn't one taste of copper away from a heart attack. What do we do?
Just stay calm. She shouldn't be interested in us.
But what if I say something fascinating?
Relax. Just breathe. Don't move. There. Okay, there. You see? Successful field test.
This sucks. I'm out of here.
It's your case, remember? You want to solve it or not?
Not if it involves... I think we just solved it. Do you hear that? The sound was definitely coming from the belly of a sleeping snake on the floor just a few yards ahead of us. She had a lump in her about the size of a little girl. Bingo. We raised our flashlights up to reveal a massive chamber, wall to wall, piled with sleeping snakes, some of them stirring now and then under the glare of the lights.
What now?
We turn tail and get the hell out of here. But not until I get what I came for. Can we knock that thing out for good?
I got some ether in my bag.
How about a scalpel? A few weeks later, the whole thing had blown over. I had some friends in the morgue fudge the autopsy to look like the little girl had been poisoned. A few suggestive phone calls to the right people, and the city was up in arms about the new rat poison, demanding its immediate recall for the safety of our children. That, combined with some secretive species reintroduction by Angela myself, and our serpentine friends had plenty of chow when they woke up, and they crawled back into the dark, where they don't bother nobody but a rat now and then. Angela finally got kicked out of Columbia for stealing all those rats and the reptile repellent, and for generally being a pain in the ass. I heard she went and started her own private detective agency. As for me, I decided on an early retirement and started tending bar. I figure slinging whiskeys to New York's finest, bravest, and strongest beats fighting their battles. After all, what am I, some kind of hero?
Rocket Cole!
Is your father proud of you? I know, neither is mine. I was worried about this until I did some research and discovered that nobody's father is proud of them. That's why I downloaded Proud Papa. It's the new app from Rocket Co. All I had to do was download the free app, upload every available photo of my dad, share just a few personal details and numbers, accept Rocket Co's generous terms and conditions, and presto, Proud Papa produced a deep fake of my father even my mother could love. Preloaded with such gratifying phrases such as, tell me more, I didn't know that, and of course the classic, I'm proud of you. Proud Papa is sure to deliver you the paternal approval you've been craving. Download Proud Papa today. Proud Papa will still not make your papa proud.
And brought to you in part by Fleischmann's Rotten Vegetables. Yes, Fleischmann's Rotten Vegetables, providing the freshest vegetables people like you can afford. Fleischmann's Rotten Vegetables. If it's not fresh, it's Fleischmann's.
Fleischmann's. It's the nice and four star. It's the nice and thaw. It's the nice and four star. Or coming you for far. Ist ihr nicht in Forster? Und da wie kommst du? Ist ihr nicht in Forster?
Here is a turkey. ist in leichten Vorstand, wo ist in Gastung, ist in leichten Vorstand, Mikro flog in du, ist in leichten Vorstand, what were we to please? Ein Tisch bei dem Tonstab, und Radino. Bist in leichten Pflaster, Rost an die Kampflu. Bist in leichten Pflaster, uns kann die Pflanzlu. Ich in leichten Pflaster, Rost an die Kampflu. Mein Kast durch am Mutter, und Rost an die Kampflu. Bist in leichten Pflaster, ist in leichten Flieg. Und stink auf die Nofla und stammt auf der Mie. Ist in leichten Pflaster und kann die Schlappu. Ist in leichten Pflaster.
Episode is being brought to you by The Button. Yes, The Button. The most enthralling game of our generation is here, The Button. You just push the button and see what happens. Success. Success. Failure.
Oh.
Success.
Oh.
Success.
Oh.
Failure.
Oh.
Failure.
Oh.
Failure.
Oh.
Success.
Oh.
Success.
Oh.
Failure. 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 Success. 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 And on and on into infinity. Yes, The Button. Available right now on your device for free. Another surveillance measure designed for you by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Shoes. Are your feet bleeding? That's because you haven't been wearing shoes. Shoes. Providing essential pedal protection since rocks. Shoes. Another age-old tradition co-opted by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Thank you.
I'm the worst pizza boy. 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 Get in my car. It's covered in foil, but I won't get far. I've never put in any oil. I'm the worst pizza boy. I'm the worst pizza boy. Get in my car, taking it slow. I like this song. Time to get stoned.
Sir?
I'm the worst pizza boy. Pizza boy. I'm the worst pizza boy. Worst pizza boy. I'm the worst pizza boy.
Won't want
to tip him. I'm the worst pizza boy.
I'll accept my order.
The boss said, Sapphire, we gotta talk. A customer saw you scratching your balls. Now listen, Sapphire. I don't want to see you scratching your balls. I don't want to see you scratching your balls. I don't want to see you scratching your balls. Get in my car. Took a wrong turn. Then I ended up crashing to a totem pole. I'm the worst pizza boy. I'm the worst pizza boy. I'm the worst pizza boy.
Brought to you by the Coughlin School of Minor Injuries, promoting the value of caution to children and adults alike since 2025. Want to improve your knife skills? We have lacerations to fit any budget. Low door frame? Our contusion center has just the program to make sure you'll be ducking from now on. Apply today to the Coughlin School for Minor Injuries. That's the Coughlin School for Minor Injuries. No pain, no gain.
And by the Lawn Darts Commission to bring back lawn darts. Remember lawn darts? In days past, nothing brought the family together like a spirited game of lawn darts. Let's see if Jimmy can beat Dad this time.
Hey, check this out, Dad! Yep!
Wow, great shot, Jim. But how about this one? Hold on while I finish off this pitcher of gin and tonic. Okay, boy, check this out.
Wow.
Dad, is Fido okay?
Yes, lawn darts. The classic pastime for free Americans. Won't you contact your local congressman today? Parody, parody, parody.
And melt meal, the meal that melts. Yeah, just a few short minutes in the microwave, clothes dryer, or a conventional oven, and melt meal melts into an edible puddle. Spoon it, mop it, or suck it with a straw. You've gotta clean it up somehow. Yes, melt meal, the meal that melts.
And by children's sleeping pills. Is your child inconveniently active? Put them right to sleep with children's sleeping pills and get on with your life. Another global solution brought to you by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Well, it's hot as hell down here. Seems like this train will never come. And in every nook into which I look, I see another cycle. But tonight,
try to do you harm tonight. I'll keep away the cycles, or at least the length of an arm. Well, it's cold as hell out here, and it's a long walk home, and it seems like all the street lights have all gone out on the road. But tonight, I'll be your lucky angel. Try to do you harm tonight. I'll keep away the cycles, or at least at the blend of an arm.
We'd like to thank you very much. We are the Weird People Show. We are actually the Mike and Dial Club. This is the Weird People Show brought to you by us.
How wonderful to be a part of two fabulous groups that are in fact the same group.
Indeed. Well, one is a group, one is a show. Because eventually we'll be like, you know, Christmas Carol presented by the Mike and Dial Club.
Oh,
but this
beautiful.
Is the Weird People Show presented by the Mike and Dial Club.
Oh, such wonderful plans we have for our future, for which you should tune into.
Indeed, Vodka Mary. Do put on that, cue up that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy record, will you?
Oh, you've got that. Right, coming up right up, Whiskey Joe.
Oh, thank you, Vodka Mary. Tonight, keep away the cycle. Right on the outside.